भगवद्गीता 9.1 इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं प्रवक्ष्यामि न सूयवे ज्ञानं विज्ञानसहितं यज्ञात्वा मोक्षसे अशुभात्। नाइन्थ चैप्टर ऑफ द भगवद्गीता, कृष्णा स्पीकिंग, एंड द प्रीवियस चैप्टर द वे इन विच yoga that enables one to remember Krishna at the time of death, and for that purpose throughout one's life, that yoga has been recommended. That yoga is bhakti yoga, and now there is no question that starts off chapter 9, rather what Krishna has spoken in the last verse of the 8th chapter, that will be continued here. Krishna describes how actually by practicing yoga atyeti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi param sthanam upaiti chadyam. That all this is attained and more is attained by the yogi who gets the supreme destination. So how the practice of yoga, of specifically bhakti yoga, can give such an extraordinary destination will be discussed by Krishna here now in this chapter. So we'll see in this chapter he talks about how the results from other things like karma kand, from demigod worship, from impersonalism, all these are superseded by the results from the practice of bhakti yoga. Thus truly it will be established that bhakti offers the topmost results. Idam tute guhyatamam, that most confidential knowledge, guhyatamam, pravakshame anasuyave, pravakshame, I am speaking this, anasuyave, anasuyave means to those who are non-envious. Krishna is referring to Arjuna, you are non-envious, so I am speaking this to you. Yang vijnan sahitam, that there is knowledge and realization therein. Yajnyatva moksha se ashubhat. Jnatva, that knowing this, moksha se contains liberation from ashubhat, from the inauspiciousness. So the 9th chapter and 7th chapter are in many ways similar in structure, and in the 9th chapter, like in the 7th chapter, Krishna begins by describing the glories of what he is going to speak. So the first three verses, 9.1 to 3, speak the glory of what is spoken in 7.1 to 3. Now here, Krishna says, guhyatamam, I'll be speaking the most confidential knowledge. Krishna will repeat that same point in the next verse also, when he will say raj guhyam. So there is guhyatamam, guhyatamam, there is a superlative there. There is good, better and best. So guhya will be the good, guhyatara will be better, and guhyatamam will be the best. Krishna has used the superlative earlier also in 6.47 when he stated yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mataha same yuktatamo mata yuktatamo, that is most intimately united with me, most closely connected with me. Who are they? They are the people who are practicing who are practicing yoga with their consciousness fixed on me. So there, I said there was superlative there in 6.47. Here we have a superlative in 9.1. Now, there are levels of confidential knowledge, as our acharyas have explained, that in general, most people are caught up in materialism, pursuing sense gratification. But beyond such sense gratification is, beyond the knowledge that facilitates such sense gratification, is the knowledge of Krishna, is the knowledge that enables us, is the knowledge of the Atma, not Krishna, is the knowledge that enables us to move closer to Krishna and to attain Krishna. That is Guhya. Guhyatara is one level higher. Now, this can be explained in different ways. One is to know the soul, then other is to know the process by which one can realize the soul or be elevated, elevate the soul, help the soul to move towards liberation. That is the general process of yoga. Guhyatama is the knowledge of bhakti, which is the more easiest way for the liberation of the soul, and which is the knowledge of the supreme soul, Krishna. You'll see that chapter 7 and chapter 9 talk about similar concepts, but chapter 9 goes into much more details than does chapter 7. So, idam tute guhyatamam pravakshami anasuyave. I'm speaking this to you who are non-envious. Krishna has talked about this theme. Now, anasuyave. Krishna has earlier talked about bhakto sime sakha cheti rahasyam hi ekad uttamam. In 4.3, he has stated that I'll speak that ancient knowledge to you again. Saiva yamayate dya yoga prokta puratana. That knowledge I'm speaking to you again, O Arjuna, because you are anasuyave. Sorry, you are bhakto sime sakha cheti. You are my friend and you are my devotee. So, the devotion to the Lord is the opposite of envy of the Lord. In envy, we detest the other person's greatness. In devotion, we adore the other person's greatness. So, here, anasuyave means that Krishna is not speaking about his glories because he is self-indulgent, because he is an egotist who likes to talk about himself. No, Krishna wants us all to be benefited, to be attracted to him, to love him and thereby to become liberated. But he will speak his glories to those who are interested in them, just as a person who is wise, who is shuru, that person knows how to deal with others inappropriately. So for someone who is admiring, that person may tell a little bit more about himself. But a person who is skeptical, rather than speak his own glories, a shrewd person will fuel his envy further. So envy acts like a perception blocker, acts like a knowledge choker, which prevents us from perceiving Krishna's position and disposition properly, how great Krishna is and why, and how Krishna is still so loving despite being so great. These things we can't perceive. Pravakshami anasuyave. And then vijnana sahitam. So, you speak this to the non-envious, that means that when one is devotionally inclined, one can appreciate the glory of Krishna and not just appreciate it but relish it. Jnana vijnana sahitam, that there is knowledge and there is theoretical knowledge and there is realized knowledge, and both of them are there. Yad jnatva mokshase ashubhat. Jnatva, when one knows this, mokshase ashubhat, one is liberated from material existence, which is ashubha. So what Krishna talks about in 9.1, he will contrast in 9.3 when he will say that those who are ashaddhana, those who do not have faith, they apraapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani, apraapyamam nivartante, not attaining me, they will return back to where? Mrityu samsara, to the cycle of birth and death. So when we attain Krishna, moksha se ashubhat, how exactly can knowledge liberate us from material existence? That is, the more we appreciate Krishna, the more we learn to love Krishna, the more we move closer to Him, and the more we attain Him. If we learn to love Him, naturally we'll think of Him. And if we think of Him regularly, we'll think of Him at the time of death. We'll think of Him at the time of death, we will attain Him. And thus we will attain freedom from all inauspiciousness. Thank you.